this broadcast.
WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and yes, it is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Monday to you, everybody. Man, hope you're enjoying that beautiful, dare I say, fall weather? Can we at least call it autumnal? That's right. We're getting closer and closer to leaves falling off trees, cool mornings, and, of course, the end of the NASCAR 2025. And then there were only two races left to go in the 2025 season, and we will know who the champion is. And what a finish we had. And I will say, surprising winner at Sunday's race at Talladega. So we're going to break all that down. We got to let you know where the standings are. Only one race left to go to race yourself into the Final Four. Two spots are taken. Who will take the other two? That's all we need to know to get to the Final Four in Phoenix. So we've got a lot to get to. Plus, you know what? I'm back after a week off. I don't get to take near the amount of vacation time as Sean Whitfield does. But I'll hear from him on exactly what he did while I was gone. And hopefully everything went fine. So let's do this. It's time. Racing Talk Radio. Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, he's the reason I'm here every Monday at 6. It's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here. And, I beg to differ a little bit. You take off quite a bit. You've done some Dollywood. You've done a little Disney.
I have not done Dollywood this year. I went on a Disney cruise.
Yeah, but you went to Gatlinburg then.
Yeah, for like camping.
Well,
for
okay.
For 3 days.
You were gone longer than 3 days.
It was only like three days.
And then you were at the beach earlier this year.
I was not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, I would know if I went to the beach.
I thought you went to the beach. I
haven't been to Ardmore, Oklahoma in a couple years. You take off so many times. You just assume everyone vacations the amount you do.
I don't take off too often.
Oh, my. How many times? You know what? I don't even want
to see when you get my age, though. You know.
That's right.
Try to take a little more vacation.
That's what retirement's for.
Yeah, yeah. So see, you'll be able to relate one day. Except you won't be doing any trips that are called Disney.
Man.
Plus, it's a lot cheaper when you don't do a trip that says Disney.
So yes, I was gone last week, and I was on a Disney cruise, which is the first time I've ever done that. Only the second cruise I've ever done, and what they'll tell you about a Disney cruise is it costs a lot, and they're right there, but also that it's worth it. And listen, I hate to say it, they were right there.
I've always heard that
Disney does everything first class. There's always plenty to do on the boat. You never feel bored. You can go lay out all day, or you can go run around and do character things. You can go to shows. We went to some great ports of call and had some cool excursions. So there was lots to do, and it was first class. That being said,
what kind of excursions did you do?
We went like kayaking and went to this little island and got to snorkel and all that. I mean, a couple of those. It was a lot of fun. Shopping around the port, that kind of stuff. Mrs. Orr likes those kind of things. But that being said, I'm super happy to be back. And cruises are cool. You know, our buddy Big Daddy Kyle, he can't hardly get enough of them. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I need to go on one for a while.
Did you gain any weight while you were gone?
Yeah, I don't think mine was too bad.
Okay.
I don't weigh myself. I just,
because you know, most people, they add a pound or two when they come back because there's a lot of buffets on a cruise.
So there's no buffets.
Oh, there wasn't any buffets?
You could go through and get like chicken strips and anytime you wanted, but every
meal. There was no breakfast buffet?
Yeah, there was a breakfast, but I don't know. They give you food. You don't, like, get it. But, yes, that's about it as far as the buffets. But your evening meals are planned, and you know, yeah, I probably ate too much, but also they keep you pretty busy. It's not like you're just sitting at the pool. So I don't know, a lot of fun. Super happy to be back. I tell you what's funny, we're talking about on the ride home. When I left, it still felt like the end of summer, and I arrived, and it's like fall got here. So yeah. Apparently fall happened last week. It was nice to be cold this morning. But, man, had a blast. Probably don't need to go on one for a while.
Good for you. Glad you had a great time.
Very happy to be back.
You said you had been on a cruise before. What cruise line?
Norwegian.
Okay. I've never been on Norwegian. I've been on 5 cruises in my life, and I think they were all, well, I know they were all Royal Caribbean.
Yep.
However, it's probably been 8 or 9 years since my last cruise. Since I've been introduced to all-inclusive resorts, I just have no desire for a cruise anymore. It fits my style a little bit better.
The cool thing about a cruise and what I enjoy about it is because you're out and about, you can't stress about there's something else you should be doing. You kind of can't go anywhere, so you have to relax, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You send me to Florida for a week and I'm still going to bring my computer and probably work half the time. You get out there in the middle of the ocean, you can't do that. So that part about it, I like it.
Did you have cell service much?
It's funny, when you got close to one of the islands, you would. But you got out in the middle of the ocean and they've got a certain, you could pay extra for the Wi-Fi, but you don't need it. There's nothing to check, you know? Yeah. So, but no, it was very cool.
So the ship did not offer free Wi-Fi?
No, the Wi-Fi is not free.
Wow.
It's Disney, Sean.
What did they charge for Wi-Fi?
Well, there was free Wi-Fi that connects to the Disney app that you can use their app to find stuff. But, if you wanted like true Wi-Fi in your room, it's $200, I guess, for the week.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
Elon's either not cutting them a deal or Disney's making a lot of money off of them.
I guarantee you Disney's making a lot of money. They do everything first class, but not everything's free. You know how that is.
Because most every place is doing free Wi-Fi these days. Even most planes or airlines are doing free Wi-Fi, aren't they?
When I get on...
Pretty sure they are.
When I get on a plane, I read. So I don't know. I try not to be attached to my phone that much. But
so you got back Saturday?
Got back Saturday just in time to watch the end of the Georgia game. Your Bulldogs played well. What an exciting game against Ole Miss.
That was a good game.
It was not a great game for Tennessee fans. It was a close game until one play just completely turned the whole thing
around.
That
was a good game Saturday night. Alabama, Tennessee. It's got me concerned about Alabama's better than a lot of people are giving them credit for.
I don't think there's a dominant team in football. Ohio State may be the only dominant college football team.
Alabama's quarterback,
he's a good one.
He's got those bullets.
And then yesterday, so we got home just in time to, like, I got to watch a little football before, like, I'm going to bed. And then yesterday was a whole lot of figuring out where laundry goes and what this is and, oh, I forgot we bought this. And I'm about one more good night's sleep away from being back at it. You know what I mean?
You were on what time zone most of the time, or do you even know?
Do you even
really keep up with that?
Don't even keep. That's the thing. You just vibe.
You just,
man,
disconnect.
You just cruise. You walk over to the next one and go, I'll have another old fashioned, or give me this drink or whatever, and let's go.
Well, you know, you had a good time when you said, well, I would do that again.
I would do it again. I don't know. Right now I'm so vacationed out. And you know, you know how we are. We're very structured. We like to. I enjoy work, and then that's something about me that I feel like I need to be at work. So I'm happy to be back into my routine.
Yeah, that's the way I am. I like a good 3, maybe 4 days of vacation, and then I'm ready to get back to my routine. I'm more about frequent vacations than long 7-day vacations. I would rather break up two or three vacations a year and 3 not 4 day kind of vacations than one big long.
Yeah. It was too long, but you know, lots of good pictures, lots of good memories. Wife and daughter had a blast, but excited to be back.
So did they miss you at Quality Fence?
I don't even know. They knew I was gone. I think I walked
in. They sell any fences while you were gone?
Like, where have you been?
Or did they just all, you know, listen, the place just can't operate if you're not there?
Go to fence.net right now because we've got great specials going on. This is the busy time, but if you want it installed now or before the weather gets too bad, or maybe you're going to buy a puppy and then, you know, coming up, going to be a surprise for somebody at Christmas, call us now.
Are y'all running a sale?
Always, Sean.
Always on sale.
It's up to $1,500 off, or we can do 12 months interest free right now.
Man.
So just give us a call.
That sounds like a deal. Fence.net. Well, we had a good, or not a good, we had a great weekend of college football. We had a great weekend of NASCAR. All three series ran at Talladega. All three series were on network television, which is always a plus for the sport. I was getting tired of USA Network carrying Cup Series races because there's just something that... It makes NASCAR feel less important. Would you agree?
Yes, it's it feels like they're trying, instead of featuring NASCAR, they're trying to fit it in. Yeah. If that makes sense. However, I also do think perhaps it's a bid to get fans to find out which streaming service it's on, so that they then have to join that streaming service.
Yeah. Last week while you were gone, we missed having you, and we had Alex Hayden from MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR. Great conversation with him, as always. And, you know, we were talking about a variety of topics, but one thing we were talking about was the lawsuit that was going on. But we were also discussing, after Denny Hamlin's big win, how NASCAR was feeling about Denny Hamlin. Like, if he becomes the NASCAR champion, what that experience is going to be like. NASCAR's champion is in a lawsuit against them, and they're going to have to do the media tour together and try to pretend to like one another and both smile at one another.
Here's our champion who's currently suing us, ladies and gentlemen.
So wouldn't that be something? And, you know, the chances are high that this could be Denny's year. I think he's definitely deserving of getting a title before his career ends. He doesn't want to go down like Mark Martin did. Mark Martin's one of the greatest drivers to go down without a Cup Series title. Won many races in the Cup Series and tons of races in the Busch Series, now Xfinity Series. But this could be Denny's year. You know, we got two Joe Gibbs drivers now going into the Final Four. What do you think the chances are we're going to see a Penske and Hendrick driver? Maybe or maybe not. Who knows?
It would be, now that we're here, now that we're in the, you know, the hay is just almost in the barn, knowing that, you know, one of the major players out there is probably going to get left out is got to be sobering for those teams. Like,
yeah,
you know, how many resources does Hendrick Motorsports have? And to think they may not, you know, the sport's most popular driver may not be there. In fact, not looking good for it. Yeah. So, that is going to be very interesting as we come to, I would say, besides the championship, probably the most important race of the year.
Yeah, I would agree. Casey, I know what an SEC fan you are now that your Oklahoma State Cowboys just absolutely are horrible and terrible.
Just not good.
You have become a Tennessee fan because it's part of your job description.
A little bit.
Since you work for one of Tennessee's biggest fans. I encourage you and all of our listeners out there to join Stephen Hargis, the sports editor from the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and myself each Saturday morning right here on Rock 103.7 for College Football Radio. And that is presented by Optimize You. We're going to be here each and every Saturday morning, 9 a.m., to get you ready for your SEC college football game day. Steven is in the press box at all the Tennessee games for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, so he has established a lot of relationships in his 35 years of covering college football, and it is truly a pleasure to do this show with him. So I encourage you to join us each and every Saturday morning right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We are broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. More NASCAR straight ahead For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Real Estate Investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
You love some fresh Mexican food. You like to eat healthy. I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, that's him. Casey Orr, that's me. We come at you each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And really, what you need to know right now, there's only 2 races to go. We just got done with Talladega. We're going to talk about that. We're about to talk to you about the standings and where everybody is. But essentially, we have 2 races to go. You've got 1 final race. That's about to be race 3 in round 3. And then the final 4 drivers will race for it all in Phoenix. So that is coming up. However, right now at Martinsville, which is, man, what a great racetrack for the second to last race of the year. Because think about it, Sean. Think how easy it is to spin someone at Martinsville. You think if someone's ahead of you that you need to get in front of in order to make the final 4, you may do that. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of hard to drive away from people you want to not be around. So lots of drama on tap coming up this weekend. That's going to be this Sunday. And as like Sean said, the big boy network, NBC, is going to carry that. And then how are we in November already? The following week, Sunday, November 2nd, Phoenix Raceway. Here we come for the final race of the year.
It finally hit me yesterday when the temperatures dropped that it is officially fall. And it is officially time for the season to get close to an end and to start thinking about the SEC championship game, start thinking about Thanksgiving, and, you know, come along is Christmas. And there's just something about when that cold weather breaks that, you know, that, hey, there's a lot of other great things ahead. And it was outstanding weather yesterday at Talladega. I think as time goes along, I do appreciate Talladega even more. It's one of those racetracks that has a lot of suspense and a lot of drama throughout it, because you don't know what's going to happen from 1 second to 1 second to 1 minute to 1 minute. And it used to be a track that I used to kind of get a little bit bored with, but I've grown to like Talladega as one of my more favorite racetracks, because it just brings that suspense that kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Where does Talladega rank with you?
Well, so, you know, years ago, especially right after they repaved it, when Talladega was kind of where everybody, I guess, where team racing was kind of burnt. Remember, you just have two guys lock up and they just drive to the front.
Yeah, tandem racing.
And I was like, oh gosh. And then, or it was so smooth after they repaved it, it was literally, you had guys drop to the back because they just know, like, well, I can't really go anywhere. Let's mm-hmm. just sit back here and get out of trouble. And you weren't racing for anything. But
and then NASCAR changed all that.
Let's, you know, NASCAR, to their credit, let's make it to where the cars don't fit like a glove behind one another. Track gets a little bit of wear. Oh, by the way, let's have certain parts of the race. You get points if you're leading it. You know, you get your
bonus points.
Bonus points. And then let's put the second race where it absolutely matters. I mean, this was all before wins guaranteed you into the playoffs. Now, even if you think Talladega is boring, or if you think as a driver you don't want to be up front, man, you need to be, especially if you don't have a win. And especially since this is one of four times a year that the underfunded teams have just as good a chance as the rest of them. So I love Talladega, but it is so much more fun now. It matters more now because wins matter more and where they put it in the schedule.
We have gotten accustomed to having what is known as the big one at Talladega oftentimes. But yesterday, we had the mini version of the big one a time or two, but it was really, you know, on the edge of your seat type of watching NASCAR the final 10 laps of yesterday's race until we had a caution and had the overtime. I mean, seeing those cars three wide, nose to tail, and knowing that any one driver that got greedy or got out of line could take a good portion of the field out. To me, that adds suspense and adds entertainment value to a NASCAR race like none other.
Yeah, the last 20 minutes of a Talladega or Daytona race,
mm-hmm.
it's must watch TV. And I've found that I don't watch that TV sitting down. I pace back and forth.
That's a good way to describe it.
You know, it's like the final drive in a football game. If this is your team and you know they're driving for a touchdown, there's a minute left, you're not just sitting there. You're pacing. And that's kind of what it is. It's all of a sudden, any move can ruin all this. And then every time they come around to the checkered flag, chances are there's going to be a new leader. So there's racing, there's timing, there's everything. And
great. And to add to that, NASCAR moved Talladega to where it's in this round that we're in right now, which even puts more on the line for the drivers that have a chance at the championship. So you've not only got all that, the edginess and all the competition going on the racetrack and the suspense going on the edge of your seat, you've got those drivers that it's a do or die situation. Chase Elliott's a prime example. Yesterday, Chase Elliott ended up in an accident and went out of the race early. He's got to win at Martinsville if he's going to pull it off. Now, Chase has won at Martinsville before, so, you know, chances are a little bit better in his favor than some of these other drivers that don't have a history of doing well at Martinsville.
And it all comes down to this. And like I said, if you're needing to get past, if Chase Elliott needs to get past, pick a driver and there's three laps left and it's right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's dirty to spin someone, but is anybody in the world going to hold it against Chase Elliott for doing that? No, not at all. Because this is literally, this is it. This is what you do. So, you know, NASCAR, to their credit, and listen, you can, well, you and I could do a whole season of shows on things they've done right and wrong. But to their credit, the timing and the way that they put together the playoff races has led to this, which it's just high drama.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Number 19, Chase Briscoe got the win.
Chase Briscoe?
Yeah, and just think.
Maybe your 2025 champion.
Could be. Just think, last year he was with Stuart Haas Racing. Didn't know after the announcement whether or not he was going to have a job in 2025. He signed on with Joe Gibbs Racing, and the rest is history. He admitted 10 years ago he was sleeping on various friends of his couches, just hoping at a chance to be able to survive and make a living in racing. And then we saw his teammate, Ty Gibbs, take credit, or he gave Ty Gibbs, his teammate, credit for the win. He said after the race, there is no way he could have won that race without Ty Gibbs being behind him and pushing him. And think about it for just a moment. Ty Gibbs has been known as a teammate that hasn't always been cooperative and has not always been there to support fellow teammates. So this was something that sort of changes the credibility and the reputation a little bit for Ty Gibbs, helping Chase get the win. This is Chase's third victory and 19th top 10 finish in 2025. This is his first victory and third top 10 finish in 10 races at Talladega. Todd Gilliland is a driver that we don't talk much about.
Just about snuck in there. Atta baby, Todd.
Yeah, came in second. He posted his fourth top 10 finish in 8 races at Talladega. This is his fourth top 10 finish in 2025. Ty Gibbs, teammate to Chase Briscoe, came in third. He posted his first top 10 finish in 7 races at Talladega. All the Gibbs cars have had an outstanding season. Ty Gibbs has been that one teammate that just hasn't done all that well and did not make it into the NASCAR playoffs. Bubba Wallace came in fourth. For a moment there, I thought Bubba had the win.
Man.
I mean, he was positioned for the win.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out in his favor. Cole Custer came in fifth. Carson Hocevar in sixth. Tyler Reddick in seventh. Eighth, Christopher Bell. Ninth, Zane Smith. And 10th, Brad Keselowski.
So only 2 playoff drivers in the top 10. Kind of crazy when you think about it. To find the next playoff driver, you got to go all the way down there to 16th place. Joey Logano. There was a Casey Mears sighting, top 20.
What was that?
I told you, Sean. You put Casey Mears in a race car, and he's going to get you top 20.
And, you know, we're going to be seeing some more Casey. I think he's planning to run Martinsville and Phoenix this year.
See, he's just waiting for old Jimmy Johnson's team to get good again, and maybe his best friend.
Well, what he's trying to do is he's trying to accomplish 500 starts, and I think yesterday was either 492 or 493.
So do you get a special T-shirt I don't know. The Hall of Fame for that?
I guess he's got money to back it up with sponsorship, so he's planning on accomplishing that goal.
Ryan Blaney, 23rd. Denny Hamlin, 24th. William Byron, 25th. Kyle Larson, 26th. There is the rest of your playoff drivers. Scroll all the way down. Who had the worst day of it all? Let's see. The last place driver. How about?
Last place driver was Chase Elliott.
That's what I was going for. Mr. Chase Elliott. Gah. The wrong time to finish last.
The drivers that didn't have a lot of luck on their side yesterday was Penske drivers. We didn't see Brad, or not Brad, he's not no longer with Penske, but another Penske driver on the list. Ryan Blaney, 23rd. Joey Logano, 16th. So it wasn't necessarily a good day for Penske. And then we saw Kyle Larson run out of fuel on the final lap and finish in 26. There at the end, it looked like the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet had a shot at winning yesterday as well.
You know, it's so crazy that you don't usually, you know, Talladega is not typically known as a fuel mileage track. And so to run out of gas, hey, it happens, but there's probably a car chief that got to get a little talking to about that.
But overall, I mean, it was an outstanding race. And when you look at the caution flags, six caution flags for 28 laps, there were 77 lead changes among 27 drivers. That just goes to show you, or just remind you of how from lap to lap, you can see cars shuffled back and forth. Just because a driver's on a lead on one lap, he could be back in 8th or 10th place when he comes back around. That's just the way it goes at Talladega. 2.66-mile paved track. It's the longest track in the NASCAR series. 193 laps. Ran 513.38 miles after they went into overtime. Yesterday's race, how would you grade it? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Talladega, man. I usually give Talladega a 10 because it's exciting. It's fun. It had drama. And there was something that mattered at the end. So, and Chase Briscoe, who would have thought?
Yeah. I'm going to put it up there to 9.5, maybe a 10. But there's no question about it. It was an outstanding race yesterday. And we always can expect that at Talladega. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we are going to get into the NASCAR Cup Series driver standings, as well as we'll get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. Last week, we shared that Ty Dillon ran into the back of William Byron at the race at Vegas as he was headed to the pits. Well, we'll kind of share with you the fallout of that. Ruh-roh. And what is resulting in the termination of somebody. We'll get into that as well as other news. We got all that and more straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you ready for NASCAR. Today, talking about the race at Talladega. Just got talking about Chase Briscoe's big win. He is now guaranteed himself into the Final Four, along with last weekend's winner, Denny Hamlin. So right now, it's Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, and two other drivers that will fight it out to become your 2025 champion. Who are those other two drivers? Well, we won't know that until after the race coming up at Martinsville, and that's happening this Sunday. So be sure and tune into that. And, of course, Sean and I'll be back next Monday to talk about it because that's just what we do, Sean.
You keep up with the odds with gambling in Vegas and all, don't you?
With
NASCAR?
Yes, sometimes with I haven't checked recently.
I'm just wondering what the odds are that a playoff driver will win Martinsville and then a points driver will come in the fourth position, or we will have two drivers that make it in on points and we have somebody that's not in the playoffs win the race, comes in as a spoiler.
You know, I'm not sure. Let's see here. I'm not even sure who the favorite. I'm guessing Denny Hamlin is the favorite. Let me see.
I would say that that's probably the case.
We're about to find out, Sean.
I was going to say, I figured you was up on this already. Have you ever placed any bets with NASCAR stuff?
I literally placed one last time we were on talking about this. I'm about to find out.
See how much money you lost?
I've actually been doing really good this year. Well, I say really good, you know, breaking even, which is basically that's good for me. Okay, let's see here. It's probably a little too soon there, Chuck, because I literally have no, the app is really, man. You know what? I'm just going to have to get back to you on that.
You can tell that you don't use it very often.
Well, you don't use it for NASCAR.
You use it
NASCAR.
For football.
I can tell you all sorts of good football bets.
So how many games do you usually bet on a weekend?
It depends on how, if I'm winning, I'm five or six, just yeah. The ones I feel good about.
Yeah. I've it's been decades since I have betted on anything. Even pulling it's probably been 25 or 30 years since I've even pulled a slot machine in a casino. That's never been my thing.
I love to gamble, but only when someone else gives me the money to. I don't like losing my hard-earned dollars. If you give me $100 and say, hey, play blackjack next to me and let's drink beer, I'll be there with you all night.
I think, you know, if you set aside a certain amount and you are someone that has the disposable income and can afford it, you know, it can be harmless.
That's literally, I mean, my parents, I used to joke that when I lived in Stillwater, Oklahoma, which was only 2 hours away in college, I saw them once or twice a year when they'd come visit for Mother's Day or Father's Day weekend. I moved 12 hours away to Biloxi, Mississippi, and Sean, I saw them 2, 3, 4, 5 times a year. Because there was just any excuse they could do to drive down there and go gambling. They were in.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nothing for me, them to call, be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, hey, Mom, what's up? What are you doing? Well, we're driving to Biloxi. What? You're coming this weekend. So that happened.
So you still haven't determined if you won or lost any money from the last NASCAR race?
I have not.
Well, it would have been from Vegas.
No, I didn't. So I think I did a bet as who's – oh, here we go. Okay. Now it's coming up. I feel like I've still got some open bets. I've got Joey Logano to be your cup champion. I bet $26 with a chance to win $263. I'm not feeling real good about that right now, Sean.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Especially when it looks like Penske's possibly got some mechanical problems.
So there you go. That shows how you must.
Maybe you ought to rethink that.
You must.
Can you take that bet off?
You must let me do some drinking before.
That always solves everything, doesn't it? All right, let's move into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Talladega. We got Chase Briscoe in the lead. First time we've seen him on the top of the scoreboard in quite some time, maybe ever. Second place is Christopher Bell. He's 9 points behind the leader. Third is Kyle Larson. He is 10 points behind the leader. Fourth, Denny Hamlin, 13 points behind. And then William Byron is in fifth spot, 46 points behind the leader.
So he's first man out, William Byron would be, because we know Denny Hamlin's going to be in. So right now, as it stands, Sean, it's Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin because of their wins, and then that would be followed by Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson. First man out, William Byron. Second man out, Joey Logano. Third man out, Ryan Blaney. And fourth man out, Chase Elliott. It is so close this year. And we didn't have that runaway guy that's just been dominant. I think Christopher Bell has more wins. Well, Denny Hamlin has more wins than anybody with six, but Christopher Bell's got four. A whole slew of people have three. No one's run away with it. There hasn't been a dominant driver. But you could very easily tell me that the bottom four in the standings, 5 through 8, would have been the top four, and I'd agree with you. I mean, it's Chase Elliott's the sport's most popular driver, former champion. Ryan Blaney, former champion. Joey Logano, two-time champion. And William Byron looking for his first championship, but driving the flagship car, if you want to call the 24 that, at Penske. And those are the four that are out. Chase Briscoe, I think, is the guy that's probably the most surprising. But even though it shouldn't be, he's had 3 wins, 7 poles, 6 stage wins this year. Mm-hmm. Kyle Larson, very good. Christopher Bell, very good. Denny Hamlin, is this his year? Well, we're about to find out, because he's definitely going to make the finals. It's just a stacked top eight, and there's going to be 4 really disappointed guys and 4 really good race car drivers that are going to be done after Martinsville.
Wouldn't you agree that basically Penske has got to win in order to be in, because they're too far out, 46 points behind the leader, William Byron, or 48 points, Joey Logano is. And then Chase Elliott, he's definitely got a win to be in.
William Byron's 36 points behind Kyle Larson. He would have to finish second, and Kyle Larson would have to finish 39th, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is pretty improbable. So, yeah, there are 4 race car drivers that absolutely have to win this thing, and they're 4 big names. Chances are, you're going to get underway at Martinsville. One of those 4 guys just isn't going to have the car to compete. They're going to know it, and they're going to ride around and be bummed all night. But there's a very real chance that 2 or 3 of them have a good car or a good enough car, and they're going to make some crazy decisions to try to make it good enough. But Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell can't lose ground. Also, can't do anything stupid to get a DNF or to get wrecked. So
We could pretty much see,
if you ask for drama, you got it.
We could pretty much see this be a Toyota dominance.
Yeah.
And Ford not even being represented.
Would that not be something?
Yeah. Is Ford still sponsoring? Is it still Ford Racing Weekend?
Ford Championship Week?
Yeah, Ford Championship
Weekend. I don't think so. Weekend. I think they finally gave up on that.
Yeah, because, you know, they did that for many years. And wouldn't that be sad for Ford's part? If it is, and they get to championships weekend, and there's not even a Ford represented. I know they did hold that position for a long time as far as that sponsorship for a number of years back when they were in Homestead, Miami. But it's going to be interesting to see how all this shakes out. And we got a lot of suspenseful drama coming up ahead. All right, it is time for us to take a break. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast or any
past shows, we encourage you to go to one of two locations. You can go to our website, racingtalkradio.com. You can click on past shows. We have all of our shows archived there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can find us anywhere, anytime, at your convenience on demand, whether it's on the website or at your favorite podcast platform. We encourage you to join us at any time. Also, when you get there, share it with a friend. Hit the click on the subscribe button or follow button. That way you get notifications for all the shows when they're posted. All right, when we come back, we'll get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. We got that straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, coming to you live from the Optimize U studio. Stay with us.
Blind and guilt, my portrait stares in a gallery where the walls lie bare.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, every Monday. I say it all the time, but you know what? It's still true. We show up, we talk NASCAR, we get you ready. There are 2 races to go in the season. That is insane to me. And right now, the only thing we know for sure is Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin are going to be 2 of the top 4 when we get to Phoenix. I think it's relatively safe to say Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell are going to be the other 2, unless William Byron, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, or Chase Elliott are able to snag a win at Martinsville.
There's a lot on the line for a few drivers.
We know Chase Elliott can win there. We know Joey Logano can win anywhere. I don't know Ryan Blaney's history at Martinsville or William Byron's, but probably look that up, but I don't know.
I can tell you here, last year or this March 2025 race, Ryan Blaney finished 11th.
So, I mean, he can get around. He's, you know, champion. Literally, so if you look at the top eight, you would say, which one of these is not like the other? And I guess you could say, I mean, Chase Briscoe would probably be the odd man out, right? Maybe William Byron. William Byron's had a ton of success, hadn't won a championship yet, but he's in the 24. Denny Hamlin, the most decorated driver not to win a championship, but I think everybody else are champions, aren't they?
I think so. William Byron placed 22nd back in March of this year. Chase Elliott, let's see here. Where did Chase finish? He finished 4th this past March. Chase Briscoe finished 9th. Let's see where old Christopher Bell finished. He finished 2nd this past March.
So let me ask you this, Sean. NASCAR's already said that they're going to relook at the whole playoff structure, whether or not they do away with it completely or just make some adjustments is going to be discussed in the offseason. However, and you've been a proponent of changing it up. However, you look at the top, that last 8 drivers left, it's a pretty stout list. And you look at what 4 drivers put, you've got Briscoe and Hamlin. Add any 2 other in there, and that's a heck of a top the final 4. Mm-hmm. So, say what you will. The cream has risen to the top. This has ended up with exactly what you want if you're a major sporting series, and that is that your best teams end up running for a championship. So, they're getting the correct result, I guess. People may have an issue with the format or the complexity or whatever, but we're getting ready to watch a very important race where 6 dudes that are very good at NASCAR have a lot on the line. And then it's going to lead to a final race where 4 guys that are very good have a lot on the line. That's pretty good.
And to put icing on the cake and to add to the storyline, we have got a driver that has a strong chance of winning the championship that is in a lawsuit against NASCAR. And depending on if this thing goes to trial, it could change a lot of things about the sport going into 2026. So we're just full of all kinds of excitement right now.
So it would be a big enough story to have Denny Hamlin, one of your, I don't know if you call him divisive, but definitely one of the most outspoken drivers. He's got a very popular podcast. We all know he kind of says what he wants. There's a
got there, a little bit of an attitude.
More than one rumor out there that he likes the ladies, even though he's got a couple kids. And is he married, engaged? I don't remember.
I don't
Jordan
know.
Fish, but there's some off the racetrack.
The
stuff.
New generation drivers in NASCAR, they have kids first and then get married next.
But you know, to say that, I'll just say there's a lot to say about Denny Hamlin, good or bad. But throw on top of that, oh, by the way, he is team owners with probably one of the most popular athletes of all time, and they're currently involved in litigation against NASCAR. Mm-hmm. He's guaranteed to be in the top 4. He's guaranteed to have a chance to win a championship at Phoenix. That is NASCAR's worst. if Bubba Wallace was to make the final 4 and win a championship, there at least can be some good of it. They can talk about Bubba Wallace finally, getting into the potential he had, diversity being a key issue, all that. Yay. There's at least some silver lining. I don't know that there's a silver lining if Denny Hamlin wins the championship.
And it's going to make the post-race ceremony even that much more interesting to watch the evening of the Phoenix race, because if Denny is the champion and, they're going to have all the champagne celebration and the fireworks and Steve Phelps will be presenting him with the championship trophy and all the media fanfare goes. It's going to be almost more entertaining to a lot of us NASCAR fans to watch how that is going to all go over. It's almost like something, a bad family experience or something. You married into a family, then they really didn't want you, kind of thing. I don't know how else to describe it, but it is certainly going to be fascinating to watch. No question about it. All right, we saw Ty Dillon run into the back of William Byron. He was a title contender at Vegas. Lap 236, a 267 laps at Las Vegas. And Ty Dillon is put most of the responsibility and the fault on his spotter, Joe White. Joe White is with Colleague Racing. That's who Ty Dillon drives for. Colleague Racing is a organization that is continuing to grow, and they've got some big plans for 2026. Also, Joe White, the spotter of Ty Dillon, was expecting to spot for Ty Dillon this past weekend. He is also his motor coach driver. When Joe White, the spotter for Ty Dillon, got to Talladega, he parked the bus. Colleague Racing fired him, and he had to leave for the weekend. I mean, what a way to get a surprise of a firing. You think you're going to work the weekend in Talladega, driving the motor coach
cross country.
Yeah. And then when you park the bus, your boss fires you. And I guess, you know, they may have allowed him to rent a car, or says,
surely they put him on a plane.
I guess they could have, or they took him to the airport and got him a rental car and said, you're on your own beyond that. But man, what a bad way to get terminated.
He gets there and he's like, has everybody seen my keys? Oh, about that, man. Let's have a seat real quick.
Yeah, wow. Justin Haley is going to be parting ways with Spire Motorsports at the end of the season. So he has been a part of Spire Motorsports since 2019. That's when Spire Motorsports first began, and he is going to be looking for a job for 2026. Sunoco is in negotiations with NASCAR to continue their official fuel of NASCAR contract. This is hard to believe because I was involved in all the changes and everything back when this was going on. 2003 was the last year of Union 76 being the official fuel of NASCAR. Sunoco took over in 2004. I was involved in a part of that transition and was involved with Sunoco during their first year of being a part of NASCAR. It's hard to believe it's been 20 something years.
If Sunoco doesn't show up and 76 sticks around, you would have continued probably?
Yeah, I would have probably stayed around. But basically, Sunoco used all of us guys that were contracted with Union 76. They used us that first year to figure out what in the heck they were doing and for us to teach them how to take care of all the fuel operations and distribution for a sport that's on national television and not have anything go wrong. Because that's one thing we always prided ourselves on. You know, when have you ever heard of a problem with a race that's due to fuel? You just don't, and you never have.
Yeah.
And so it's a huge responsibility when a company takes on the official fuel of NASCAR status. I mean, you and our listeners would just have no idea. I mean, I had no idea until I became involved in it in the early to mid 90s. But Sunoco basically had us teach them, and they hired us all in 2004 to carry on. And then in 2005, they pretty much went, okay, we're reducing all of your rates that we have contracted with you. Is an easy way to get rid of us. And I think we got this kind of attitude.
We will pay you, but just less than we have been for doing the same thing. Sound good?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound good at all.
Well, back in the day, Union 76 was also the official motor oil of NASCAR. Then when they came out of the sport, Mobil took on the official motor oil status. When NASCAR was in negotiations to seek a new official fuel sponsor, when 76 announced in 2022 they were going to pull out of the sport at the end of 2002, when they announced they would be pulling out at the end of 2003, they were also in negotiations with Shell, and they were in negotiations with ExxonMobil. It is speculated that they are back in discussions with them, and they have an interest in going with an oil company that can be both the official fuel supplier as well as the official lubricant supplier. So we'll have to wait and see.
Interesting.
I tend to think they're going to be back with Sunoco.
Even though, yeah. Well,
because Sunoco has got a proven product, and they've done well.
Well, I think no matter what, we'll be back here Monday to talk about what final four drivers are going to have a chance to be your 2025
that
NASCAR
we will.
Champion. And then we got to start talking about final show of the year. Then
it'll be
gotta start
here
talking about
so
Turkey
quick.
Day. Golly.
It is here. You just got off that big vacation, and now it's time to start.
My waistline can't take anymore.
It's time to start putting a bow on stuff. And, of course, we're going to be breaking all that down this Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. So if you miss a race, no worries. Or whether you watch it, be sure and join us right here, and we'll break it all down for you. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad we talked. Oh, I'm still alive.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website, and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studio, this is WRXR-FM Walden.